Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So anytime we come up with an idea to do a podcast, you have to choose a time to actually record it. The time we chose is 2 o'clock to 2:45 Eastern Time. Well, at 1:58 today, we got news that the Astros were being punished, and it was quite a punishment. We changed the entire show, went a full 45 minutes, and I thought it was time to go sit in the sun. As it turns out, there's even more news that's happened since we did the podcast. Normally, we'd wait till tomorrow, but I refuse to wait till tomorrow this time. Listen to the nothing personal from today, and then now you're listening to this. What's changed? Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, met the media. We told you he would. But at 3 o'clock, he dropped the bomb. Jim Crane, owner of the Astros, has taken MLB's punishment of his president of baseball ops. People keep calling him GM. Stop doing that. He's the president of baseball operations, Jeff Lunau, and the manager, A.J. Hinch, suspended for 1 year by Commissioner Rob Manfred. Jim Crane has fired them. This is epic and crucial to understand what goes into a decision like this. Jim Crane was backed into a corner, and when you're backed into a corner, you do whatever you can to save yourself and to save the value and reputation of your franchise. So Jim Crane said the following things when he spoke. Number one, I don't believe this taints the World Series victory in 2017. Number two, A.J. Hinch and Jeff Lunau say to me and to everyone they didn't know what was happening with the sign stealing, but they should have known. Therefore, we must move forward, and the way to move forward is to basically start over. We have no choice but to fire. Jim Crane knows how to do this. We know during this past postseason, remember, he had to fire another baseball executive, Brandon Taubman. That's the executive who was making fun of people as it related to their closer, Roberto Osuna. This is a franchise that Rob Manfred, in his punishment, basically said stinks. And I don't mean as bad on the field. What I mean is actually there's a stench around the Astros. There's a lack of popularity that is palpable. It's the thing that gets stuck between your teeth when you pass through a zone that really smells when your car windows are shut and you start blaming your grandfather and you realize that, wait a minute, there could be something else. And with the Astros, it was. And it did start with Jim Crane. What I find so disingenuous about the news today is the duck and cover that Jim Crane is doing. Listen, this is PR crisis management 101. You isolate, and then you move forward with distraction. They've isolated Hinch and Lunau, fired them, and now they start the process of moving on. But we're not going to let him move on so quickly. We want to go through a little bit about what A.J. Hinch said. We want to go a little bit further about what Jeff Lunau said, and then a little bit further about what Jim Crane actually said. A.J. Hinch is getting positive reviews for saying that he knew what was going on but disapproved of it, and he knew better, but he didn't go to Jeff Lunau. He didn't go to Jim Crane. What about in things that really matter, like sexual harassment or crime, both financial, blue-collar, white-collar, any kind of crime that you witness? When you witness a crime that's going on, you actually are accused of that crime if you're a witness and don't do anything to try to stop it or report it. Obviously, stealing signs in baseball is not a crime where lives get impacted. This is about business and money. People are saying it's about a moral compass and about ethics. No, this is about integrity of the game. So AJ Hinch tries to set a platform. He tries to set a minimum bar for his legacy, for his career, saying, I used to destroy monitors. I was so angry they existed. Really? That's what your story is? That's what you're sticking to? Jeff Luhnow, I should have stopped it. I should have known better. Well, why isn't Jim Crane forced to do the same thing when you're the owner? Doesn't the buck stop with the team president and the team owner? Is it a surprise to you that not more than 2 months ago on this very show, we talked about Nolan Ryan's son, Reed Ryan, who was dismissed as president of the Astros, and they claimed it was just a normal part of how they were doing business? No, it's all related. In an organization that's run the way the Astros are run, which is the way we ran it, if something like that happened to me with the Marlins, I would have resigned immediately. Because A, I would have known about it, and if by chance something went down that I didn't know, I'm wearing that as the team president. I'm going to try to protect my owner, but I'm going to step up and resign before the owner has a chance to fire me. Interesting that AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow chose not to do that. Did Jim Crane only decide to fire them after MLB suspended them for a year? Absolutely not. Remember, before these suspensions were handed out by Major League Baseball, they spoke to Jim Crane. Jim Crane knew what was coming, and there were discussions about what to say, how to say it, when to say it, and what Jim Crane can do to try to salvage both the Astros' reputation and MLB's reputation. Do you think for 1 minute that Rob Manfred wasn't aware that Jim Crane was going to speak to the media at 3 p.m. and fire AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow? Not only did he know it, it was planned. MLB's job is not to tell a owner who to hire and fire. Of course, they get involved, but they want to make sure that there is space, distance in between that. We talked about it with the Rooney Rule and the Selig Rule. Commissioner's offices encourage minority hiring, but they can't make you. They can't penalize you, fine you, or fire you because you don't hire a minority. It's your team. You can do with it as you wish, but you certainly can get suggestions. And that's what happened in this case. Jim Crane sat down and said, what do I do? MLB said, you're going to have to fire Luhnow, but you're going to have to do it. And you're going to do it right after. You're going to make it look like that it was your decision to fire Luhnow, that it was your decision to fire Hinch. You're going to make it look like that you took the suspensions and the MLB findings so seriously that you took it to the next level. Don't believe it, folks. Loyal listeners of Nothing Personal, this was all planned. It was all set out in a very organized manner. The first part of the podcast that was taped, you heard me say it's all going to be absolutely manipulated. It's all going to be planned. This second segment is telling you that it was. Did I predict that Luhnow and Hinch would be fired? No. Do I predict that Alex Cora is going to be fired? No. There's already speculation right now that's live that Alex Cora will be let go of the Red Sox. Could be let go. Remember, anyone with a computer and a Twitter account can speculate anything. I don't think that's possible. I think that we've now set the bar, and the Red Sox come in squarely under that bar. The real thing that we're thinking about here, has MLB succeeded in making this a deterrent? On pod part one today, I said I don't believe so because I think teams will always do what they can to have an advantage. Well, Nothing Personal part two, guess what? I've changed my mind. No, I haven't. Of course I haven't changed my mind. Every team will still do what they think they can do to gain an advantage and to find a way to win more games. The GM of every other team is looking at Luhnow and saying, you know what? He deserves it. It'll never happen to me. Managers are looking at AJ Hinch and saying, he deserves it. That'll never happen to me. But when given the choice to try to take a minuscule advantage to get one extra victory, every one of us is still going to do it. Thanks for tuning in to Nothing Personal Part 2. That doesn't happen every day, but it certainly did today.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.